So this morning we're going to do more of a general introduction, which I think is important for setting the frame for both the 12th and the 13th Iker. The 12th Iker being the Iker of Mashiach, the time period of Mashiach, and the 13th being the Iker of Tchias HaMeisim. So this morning what I have in the source sheet here, aside from the text of the Ikrim on the first page, is just three pages of the last two chapters of the Rambam's Mishneh Torah. So the last two chapters of the Rambam's Mishneh Torah is the chapter 11 and 12 of Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam, in his halachic work, discusses the idea of Mashiach and a general summary of what Mashiach is and what Mashiach, I guess we could say, might be, as we'll see. But basically, the Rambam lays down a very important framework. It's important for what it doesn't say. Important framework of what the belief in Mashiach is and what it entails. And there's one small point, possibly two, but I guess we could call it a somewhat significant point in terms of its details, not necessarily in terms of its centrality, but one point in which there is actually a subject to major machlokes. But the main point we see from the Rambam is the big picture that he draws of what Mashiach is about, what the idea, the concept of Mashiach is, and try and use that as somewhat of a framework for the following shiurim about Mashiach and Tchias HaMeisim, to put it into perspective. So it is important to understand we have a lot of discussions about these things, probably heard different things, just to see what it is that we're, you know, the Iker, what is the Iker, what is the actual belief in Mashiach, what's the central point of it, and what are the things that are, you know, the details. So we'll read through the Rambam here in Sanhedrin. The Rambam is fairly, compared to what he discusses in the Mishneh Torah, is fairly brief. The Rambam had actually already discussed Yemos Mashiach earlier in the introduction, in the prelude to the Ikrim, where the Rambam discussed a whole lot of ideas of faith. So the Rambam there discussed his view of the misplaced focus that people have on the details of what the Yemos Mashiach are going to be like, and we'll hopefully get back to that. But here in the Iker is fairly brief, and we'll have to see also, you know, within what he said frames as the Iker, what's the point and what are the details. But so the Rambam says the Yesoda Shneimasar Yemos Mashiach, the 12th principle is the days of Mashiach, the Messianic era. V'hu l'ha'amin u'la'amis sheyavo. A person has to authenticate and believe and authenticate that he will come. V'ein lomar shenis acher, and a person should not say that he has become delayed. Im yismama chakelo, pasuk from Habakkuk, if he is long in coming and should still wait for him. The Ainlik Vorlozman, a person should not set a time for his arrival. And a person should not explain the psukim, many different svarim of Navi that discuss Mashiach. Yeshaya, Chazkel, and Daniel comes up in some other places, but should not explain the verses, the psukim related to Mashiach, in order to derive, to bring out, to deduce the time of his arrival. Amar Chachamim Tipuach Daitan Shal Mechash Ve'Kitzin, that the I don't know exactly the best way to translate this, the minds of those who calculate the kates, the end of days, when it's going to be, should explode, I guess we would say. Ulaha, right? It's not a good thing. Ulahamin, a person should believe, Ulahamin bo min agadula va'ava. So now the Rambam talks about Mashiach himself. Ulahamin bo, you should believe about him, min hagadula va'ava. That he's going to be great, and they have love for him. Ula hispalel laboo, and we should pray for his arrival. Bahat emo mashenemar bo al yedei kol navi mimosh vav malachi, in accordance with that which every prophet has said, starting from Moshe all the way to Malachi. So that also we'll try to get back to exactly.
Is Malachi the last navi?
The last written Navi in Nevi'im. Yeah.
The Nevi'im. But we have a tradition that Mordechai and Esther were the last Nevi'im Mamish.
So Mordechai, it says, had Ruach, Mordechai and Esther had Ruach HaKodesh, which is
One step down
from Nevuah. Now, I don't know if we find that Mordechai actually had Nevuah. There were three Nevi'im who were there for the rebuilding of Bayis Sheni, but they don't have their own Nevuahs in terms of, you know, Nevuah Ladoros. We had Hananel, Mishael, and Azariah, was it, who came back and were the Nevi'im who kind of directed the building of Bayis Sheni, but
they're mentioned in Daniel?
Mentioned in Daniel. Right. Ezra and Nehemiah were not actually... There's some discussion about Ezra because there's different Gemaras which say that Ezra might have been the same person as someone else. It's not coming to my mind right now. That might have made him either a prophet or not. But, alright. Either way, so we'll have to discuss exactly why it should be, why having, you know, praying for Mashiach should be part of the Ikkar. It sounds like more of a nice thing to do. It doesn't sound like it has anything to do with belief. Praying for him to arrive doesn't sound related to belief, so we'll have to discuss that also.
Are there any drawbacks, quote unquote, to the arrival of Mashiach? In that, we'll still be getting scar for mitzvahs and be able to grow and steig.
So maybe we'll try and touch on that. I'm not sure if we will, but we'll see. Anybody who doubts it or degrades the concept of Mashiach or the person of Mashiach, that he denies the Torah who promises his arrival in Parshas Bilam and in Parshas Netzavim. Umiklal ha'yesod hazeh. Now the Rambam says, and included in this yesod, which seems to imply this is not the Yesod, this is just something included in it or along with it, is She'ein Melech Yisrael Ela David Umizera Shlomo Davka, that there is no king for the Jewish people except from the descendants of David and Shlomo. V'kol acholik v'inyan ha'mishpach ha'zu harei zeh kafar b'Hashem v'divrei Nevi'ov. Anybody who argues with this family lineage is denying the Torah, which means if someone is aware of what's going on and just chooses to ignore it, as opposed to just they just don't know, right, that they're kofar against the Torah and the Nevi'im. Fine. So that's the Rambam's description in the Ikrim. So the Rambam basically says that you have to believe that Mashiach is going to come, to not believe that he's delayed, that he's going to be great, And as an added step, he puts that it's going to be David HaMelech. So I want to
Zerah.
Oh, sorry, that's going to be a descendant of David through Shlomo. Right. So I wanted to see a little bit of what the Rambam describes here in Malachim, in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud Aleph and Perek Yud Beis, and more just a general background going to be important for building on. So the Rambam writes, HaMelech HaMashiach Asid La'amod L'Hachzir Malchus David L'Yoshna L'Memshala HaRishona, that the King Mashiach is going to arise and he is going to return the kingdom of David to its former glory and to its original rulership. Ubona Mikdash Umekabetz Nidchei Yisrael, he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash and rebuild and ingather the exiles of the Jewish people. V'chozim kol nishpatim b'yamav kishayu mikodem, and he's going to return all of the laws as they were before. Makriven korbanos osin shmitin yovlos kechol mitzvasa ha'amura b'torah. There's going to be korbanos, there's going to be shmita and yovel, everything that is taloi in having Eretz Yisrael and having a Jewish sovereignty in Eretz Yisrael, a Jewish theocracy in Eretz Yisrael, is all going to be returned. The kol mi she'enu ma'amin bo, anybody does not believe in it, o mi she'enu mechake l'biyaso, and anyone who is not waiting for him to come, lo b'shar neviim bilvad hu kofer, not only is he denying all of the prophets who explicitly talked about it, el b'torah Moshe Rabbeinu, they're really denying the Torah and denying Moshe himself. Shaya Torah Hida Lav Shanemar Vishava Shema Okafa Es Shavusfa Virichamcha Vishava Kibatzka Vagomer Im Yeni Dacha Bikse Shemaim Vagomer Aviyacha Hashem. So the Rambam understands
those are direct quotes from the Torah?
Those are direct quotes from Psukim in the Torah. Right, so the Rambam understands
which the Rambam is saying spell out Mashiach.
Right, so the Rambam understands that we have a rule that that the Nevi'im did not have the authority to add anything onto the Torah. Right? We have a rule that after Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikan, She'en, Shum, Rasha, Navi, Rasha, Lehosif, Davar, that no Navi is allowed to add anything onto the Torah. And we therefore have a general I don't know what to call it, an assumption or a rule, that if a Navi comes and says something which seems to be innovating something new, that it's really just expounding or broadening that which is already said in the Torah. And that's the Rambam is really applying here, is that we have in the Torah some kind of more general reference to what's going to happen at the end, that Hashem is going to bring us back, and that there's going to be ingathering and tshuva and all these things. And all these things are described at length in the Nevi'im, that they're going to happen through a Melech HaMashiach, that they're going to happen through someone who's going to get up, an individual who's going to come back and do this. Then the Rambam is basically laying out that idea is really, that's what the Nevi'im are explaining, that is the meaning of the Psukim in the Torah. When the Torah explained it, that's what the Torah is referring to. So through the Nevi'im, it becomes, you have this, you find this idea even in some areas of Halakha, where something is considered mefolesh b'kra, explicit in a pasuk, because there's a pasuk which could have been read, you know, one of two ways, and the Navi comes and makes it clear that it means one way, and that becomes considered mefolesh b'kra, explicit in the pasuk, the fact that it's in the Torah, and as understood by the Nevi'im, that it's interpreted that way, becomes explicit. So the Rambam basically seems to be applying the same idea, that since it says in the Torah these references to how Hashem is going to bring us back, and the Nevi'im explain how that's going to happen through Mashiach, so the idea of Mashiach becomes the explanation of those psukim in the Torah. All right. Da-da-da-da-da. So, right? That's exactly what we're just describing, that these things which are explicit in the Torah include all of those things which were said by the Nevi'im. In Parshas Bilam, it talks about the two Mashiachs, the first Mashiach being David HaMelech himself, Mashiach Achron, and the future Mashiach, who's going to stand up as a descendant of David and save Kal Yisrael in the end. We're going to skip a little bit down to Halacha Gimel. I have that little bracket in the margin. Do not think that Malach Mashiach has to do all kinds of wonderful things. He has to perform signs and prove himself and do some new things in the world, revive the dead or something like that. That's not what's going to be. In fact, the Rambam earlier, if you noticed, said that there was going to be first Mashiach, and then Boni HaMikdash and Mekabei Tincha Yisrael, then it was going to be rebuilt the Mikdash and in gathering the exiles. Tchias HaMesim is going to follow Yemos HaMashiach. So Ein Adar HaKach, he doesn't have to do any signs or wonders. Shaharei Rabbi Akiva, Chacham Gavah Mechachoy HaMishnah Hayel. Rabbi Akiva was of the greatest of the Chachamim of the Mishnah. Vuaya Nosei Kelo Shal Ben Koziva HaMelech. He used to be the weapons bearer, or the used to carry the kalim of Ben Koziva, who we refer to as Bar Kokhba. Vuaya Omer Lam Shul HaMelech HaMashiach. And Rabbi Akiva assumed that he was Malach HaMashiach. V'dima hu v'kol chachmei doro shu HaMalach HaMashiach. Rabbi Akiva and all of the chacham of the generation assumed that he was Mashiach. Ad shenarag v'avonos. Until he got killed because of an avera that happened, right? They got killed and there was some sign that showed that he got killed because of an averos. Kevan shenarag nodelehem she'eno. Once he died. So it became
killed.
Once he was killed, it was clear to them that he was not the Mashiach, right? So once the person's killed, so then the people. Once he's killed, the people who think he's Mashiach, you know, can then realize that he's not. The good general rule. The low shalom yimenochamim lo os lo mofis. But we never find that while he was alive and they were assuming that he was Mashiach, that they asked him to prove it. What was happening? How come they assume it's Mashiach? Igar dvarim kachahin. Shatorah zos kukera mishpatea olam. Omel olamim. The Torah and its laws are permanent. The Torah doesn't change. There's nothing that changes about the Torah when Mashiach comes. And the aim mosifin alayim below gurin mehin. There's no additions, there's no subtractions. Mashiach is not supposed to come and make major changes, right? Shabtai Tzvi came along and started, saying different things that were now mutter, different things that he had been Nevuah and Ruach Kodesh and Alpi Kabbalah and all kinds of things. That's not what Mashiach does. Mashiach does not come to bring about a new wave.
Or convert to Islam.
Or to convert to Islam. The Im Yamud Melech. So what's going on with what happened with Bar Kokhba? How does Mashiach work? The Im Yamud Melech mi Beis David. Hoga b'Torah v'Osik v'Mitzos. Ki David Aviv. If we have a king who arises from the descendants of David, who is involved in learning the Torah and involved in Mitzos, like his forefather, like his ancestor David, Kifi Torah Shebichsav v'Shebaal Peh. In all of the Torah, the Yikov at Kol Yisrael Leilech Ba Lechazik Lechazik. I think there's a typo there. Lechazik Ba Bidak. I'm not sure exactly what that word is supposed to be. I don't know. I think there's some typo there. But in any case, I didn't copy the Franco Rambam because it was bound too tightly and I couldn't get the photocopy to get the margins. So I got this copy. All right, but and he basically leads, guides, or even maybe coerces all of Yisrael to follow the Torah. V'yilachim melchamos Hashem, and he wages the wars of Hashem. Hareza bechezkas shehu Mashiach. This person is assumed, can be assumed to be Mashiach. im asav etzliach uban. So there's nothing at that point. You know, there's no requirement to swear fealty to Mashiach, and you know, there's no you're going to be mekabel. You can assume that person is the Mashiach. If you're wrong, so if it turns out to be wrong, okay, so you were wrong. But a person who is on the right track, there's Hoga B'Torah Mitzvos and leading Klal Yisrael in the right direction, then they're Bechazkas that they're Mashiach. Im Asa V'Etzliach Ubana Mikdash Bimkomo V'Kibes Nidach Yisrael Harizeh Mashiach V'Vavai. If they are successful and they build the base of Mikdash in its proper place, not anywhere in New York, but rather somewhere in Yerushalayim, in a specific spot in Yerushalayim, and they gather in Klal Yisrael, then it's certain that he's Mashiach. The Yitakin as Olam Kulo Lavod of Hashem Beyachad Shenemar Ki Az Apol Kas Amim El Amim Safa Brua Lekol Kulo Mashiach Hashem Wa Avdu Shchem Echad. And then he will fix the whole world and bring everyone back to focusing on serving Hashem. So the person of Mashiach, what he is. He's a gavol. He's a person who's hoga b'Torah mitzvos. He's involved in Torah mitzvos. Talmud Chacham in all areas of Torah, Torah Shabbat Chasav, Torah Shabbat Peh, right? And he is leading Klal Yisrael in the right direction. That's who Mashiach is. Mashiach is a person who is leading Klal Yisrael in the derech of the Torah. And what is Mashiach coming to do? He's coming to reinstate the status, the glory of Klal Yisrael in the time when Klal Yisrael was in a state where they could perform the whole Torah b'shlei Musa. Mashiach is coming to bring about an era where everything returns to the ideal state of the ability to perform mitzvahs. Mashiach is not coming to perform great miracles. He's not coming to change the world. He's not coming to change the Torah, to bring about some innovation into the Torah. He's coming to bring the world to a state where Avodas Hashem is the focus, and he basically is bringing Torah to the point where it can be followed in its perfect state.
So someone who does not build the base of Mikdash and reinstate is not Mashiach, and is not Mekabetz Nidchei Yisrael, is and was not Mashiach.
That would be the implication of the Rambam.
And that timeline is by the time he died.
That's what it seems, right? If
so a certain Rebbe who's claimed to be Messiah and still, even after his death, we could say, no, the Rambam says different.
Right. So there's 2 points, 1 point in each direction. The first point is that those who would argue for a certain person would tell you that the Rambam said Asha Neharag, that he got killed, not just that he died. However, in the opposite direction, that the Rambam said basically that there's two steps. There's a step of someone being Muchzak as Mashiach, which is right the point at which they could be assumed to be Mashiach, which is the point where they are involved in Torah mitzvahs like David HaMelech, and that they fight, that they guide all of the Jewish people to follow the Torah, and they wage the wars of Hashem. That person can be assumed to be Mashiach. We don't have anyone who did that, right? There was no one who was waging the wars of Hashem. So there's not even anyone who achieved the status of being assumed to be Mashiach. And then there's Mashiach Vadai, where he builds the base of Mikdash and gathers in the exiles of Klal Yisrael. So you could say, okay, so you know that people will tell you that, well, he didn't finish, right? He's gonna, so the problem is if he gets a mulligan, so why is he the one who gets a mulligan? That's any out of all the, you know,
do over.
Maybe you know Rashi should get a mulligan. Maybe
a mulligan is like a do over.
Yeah, in golf when you take another shot, when you redo a shot, it's called a mulligan. So there's no reason specifically why anyone, you know, is he the one single greatest individual in all of Jewish history that we would say that he's the one who is most qualified and therefore he should get the do-over? If you know, he didn't do it while he was alive, so okay, but we'll assume that, you know, he was just so incredibly great that must be that he's, you know, the most qualified candidate for Mashiach, so he's going to obviously come back and finish the job. Or maybe we say, no, that maybe Mashiach is not yet born, and there's going to be someone else who's going to come along. And we'll see in a minute that the Rambam is going to describe the Mashiach as having been greater than Shlomo HaMelech in his Chachma, almost as great as Moshe Rabbeinu in his Nevuah, on a higher level than all other humans. So, to point to one person and say, yeah, he was that person, means I'm saying, yeah, he was greater than everyone else who ever lived in history. Is that, you know, I don't know, like, you know, Daniel is, you know, pretty great. So what about Daniel? You know, what about any Melech of Kongsel who... So it's a hard thing to whether or not we could definitively disprove it. It just becomes very far-fetched that he didn't do anything to be more mukzuk than anyone else. You know, Bar Kokhba got further along than he did. Bar Kokhba was at least, you know, mukzuk to be, he was fighting the Milchamos of Hashem. Fine, okay, but in any case, we have a little bit more to go. This has the Rambam. Now we're moving into Parak Yud Beis, the last chapter of Mishneh Torah. We're going to make a big siyum at the end of this, right, Corey? About to finish Mishneh Torah. Al Yara Al Halev, Shabbi Yemos HaMashiach, Yivatel Davar Mimin Hagu Shal Olam. Do not think, a person should not think, that in the days of Mashiach, anything in the way the world works is going to be nullified, is going to change. O ye Ashum Chiddush V'Maisa Bracious, so there's going to be any change in Maisa Bracious in the way the world was created. The world is going to stay the exact same as it was before. The Zeh Shenamar, the Yeshaya, the Ger Zev Im Keves, the Gar Zev Im Keves, the Namer Im Gedi, and now which it says, the wolf is going to live with the sheep and the leopard with the goat. Namer Im Gedi Yerbats. Mashal V'chida, says the Rambam, it's just a mashal, it's just a parable, a metaphor. Inyan adavar she Yisrael yoshim lebetach im rishai akum hamoshlim kezei v'nam hamoshlim kezei v'namer. It just means that Klal Yisrael are going to be able to live in security among the evil nations who are compared to a wolf and a leopard. Shenema zeev arvos yishadadim. Okay, go psukim v'yachzeru kulam ladasa emes, and everyone is going to come back to the belief of truth. The world yigzeru v'lo yashchisu. No one's going to be stealing. No one's going to be destroying anything. Ela yochlu davar mutar benachas im Yisrael. They're going to be doing. Basically, everybody's going to be doing the right thing. Shenema v'ayi kabakar yochel tevin. Okay, fine. The Rambam says all of these things are mashalim, and they're all metaphors. The last line of Halach Aleph, will be a Mos HaMelech Mashiach, in the days of Melech Mashiach, Yivada Lakol, it will become known to everyone, Le'eze Davar Haya Mashal, which things were a Mashal, Uma Inyan Ramzubahen, and what the Mashal was. We'll come and understand of all the things that the Nevi'im said, and I guess even that Chazal said about the Yemos of Mashiach, about the days of Mashiach, will come to appreciate which of those things were Mashalim, and of those things which were Mashalim, what the Mashal meant. What was the parable? What was it meant to indicate? We'll come to understand it then. Right, we're going to get back to that point in a minute. Amru Chacham Machabez. Ein Bein Olam Hazel Yemos of Mashiach Ela Shiyabun Machus Bilvad. Says, what is the change, or what is the era, what marks the era of Mashiach? Says the Rambam, the only difference between Olam Hazeh and Yemos Mashiach is Shiva Malchus, is the subjugation to the nations. Now this point, just to clarify, this is what I was referring to before, this is a machlokes in the Gemara. This is the opinion of Shmuel, who says that Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Yemos Mashiach Shiva Malchus Bilvad. There's another opinion. The Rambam, Paskins like Shmuel, many other of the Rishonim Paskin like the other opinion. But according, and they don't understand the I don't know, the significance, or rather maybe even the insignificance, maybe the Rambam here highlights the what the real point of Mashiach is. The Rambam here is paskening, says that the only thing that happens when Mashiach comes is not going to be any changes in the way nature works, not going to be any changes in the way the world works, it's not going to become a miraculous existence. It's going to be the same existence, except that the subjugation of the nations, the state in which Klal Yisrael are oppressed, that's going to end. So maybe we'll pause here for a moment, and the Rambam's going to go on in a minute and explain something. According to the Rambam, what the Rambam is really highlighting here is exactly what we were pointing out a few moments ago. The point of Mashiach is not, the Mashiach doesn't have to come and perform miracles. Mashiach is not going to come to usher in a new era of how we keep the Torah. Mashiach is not going to come to usher in a new era of how the world works. Mashiach is going to come and bring about an era in which we are able, to the fullest of our capacity, to keep the Torah with in the ideal way in which it was meant to be kept. And that's it. The Ramban argues and says that no, there will be some of the things which are described in the Navi are literal, and there will be, you know, some alterations to how, you know, nature runs different things in physics or in whatever it is. But at the end of the day, those are the details of Mashiach. Those are, you know, what we want to call the side effects of Mashiach. But what you really see from this Rambam, whether or not you pass it like the Rambam or the other Rishonim, but the point of Mashiach, the focus of Mashiach, is not all of the wonderful things that may or may not happen when Mashiach comes. The point of Mashiach is that when a Mashiach comes, it's going to bring a state to the world in which we can keep the Torah in the ideal way in which it was meant to be. It's going to usher in the era of the ideal setting in which we can keep the Torah. Bring back Malchus Yisrael. Bring back, create Klal Yisrael into a nation with a Malchus, where we become one people with one, able to have one unified direction. Going to reinstate our ability to keep all of the mitzvos that are dependent on having jurisdiction in Klal Yisrael. Everything is going to be, basically, it's going to be, the Torah is going to be in full effect, and we are going to be in a situation in which we are most capable of keeping it. That's the focal point. That is the real direction of Mashiach. Let's go a little bit further. Says the Rambam, Yer mipshuton shel divrei neviim. The simplest understanding of the Navi, shebetchilas yemot Mashiach tiyeh melchamas gog u'magog. First, when Mashiach comes, at the beginning of Mashiach's coming, there's going to be the war of Gog u'Magog. Maybe we'll talk about this in a later class. I know Corey is going to be excited about that, so we'll have to see. The Shekodim Melchamas Gog u'Magog Yamo Navi LeYashri Yisrael Ahachin Libam. A Navi is going to get up towards the before Melchamas Gog u'Magog in order to direct the hearts of the Jewish people. That Navi, the Rambam does not say that it is necessarily Eliyahu Navi. However, in the Pirush Mishnayos, it is fairly clear that this is referring to Eliyahu Navi. Shenemar, Hine Anochi Shalach Lachem as Eliyahu. Right brings the pasuk that says Eliyahu, that I'm going to send Eliyahu Navi. The Eino Ba Lo Latame Atahar, Lo Latar Atame, he's not coming to purify the impure or impurify the pure. The Lo Rifso Anashim Shem Becheskes Kasher, not to invalidate those who are assumed to be kosher. Not to validate those who are assumed to be invalid. He's just coming to bring peace in the world. Right, that's the end of the pasuk. Kine anochi sholech lachem es Eliyahu es Eliyahu Navi lifnei bo yom hashem gadol v'hanoya v'heishiv leivavos albanim. The yesh min hachamim shomim shekodim bias Mashiach yavo Eliyahu. There are some chachamim who say that before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu is going to come. The kol elu advar mekiyotu behen, says the Rambam, all of these things and things like it, lo yeda adam eich yu ad yu. No one knows how it's going to be until it happens. Shedvarim stumin hein etzon neviim. These are things which are left very vague, very secretive and sealed by the neviim. Gam hachachamim ein lahem kabbalah bedvarim elu. The Chachamim don't have a clear Kabbalah of how this is. It's just according to how you understand the Pesukim. Therefore, the Chachamim have machlokesim about how it's going to be in the times of Mashiach. V'al kol panim ein siga havayasim havayas devarim elu v'lo dik dukein ikar bedas. Says the Rambam, this is perhaps the most important line here, that the order of how everything is going to happen, and the details of what's going to happen when the Mashiach comes are not in Iker Vadas. Those are not of primary importance. Well, Olam lo yisasek adam b'divrei hagadlos. A person should not be overly involved with understanding these hagadlos, these agadic, midrashic material about what it's going to be like with Mashiach. V'lo ya'arech v'midrashos amurim b'inyanam eru kiyotei b'en. A person should not extend too much time on these midrashim. V'lo yasimam ikar, and don't assume that they are of central significance. She'in mevi'in lo lidei yir v'lo lidei ava, because they don't bring you to either fear or love of Hashem. V'chein lo yechashav ha'ketzin, and similar person does not calculate the kates, the end of days. Amacham kipach rucham shal mechash ve'ketzin, that a person who calculates the kates, that's a bad thing, right? Ella yechake v'yamin v'chlau hadavar k'moshe v'yamin. A person should wait, and you should believe in the klal hadavar, in the general idea that there will be Mashiach, and that he's going to be machzir Yisrael Yoshna. He's going to bring back the glory of Klal Yisrael, and that's the primary belief in Mashiach, and that's it. Everything else is details. And says the Rambam, you know what? When it happens, we'll know. I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you when I read the psuk, and this is what it sounds like is going to happen. But says the Rambam, I don't know. And you know what? Not only do I not know, the Chachamim didn't know. Nobody knows. When it happens, we'll see. And you know what? It's not important. However it works out, that's how it works out. Mashiach will come. And when that happens, so then we'll understand what all these things are meant to be. Until then, you don't have to know, and you don't have to understand. If you do understand, great. If you have some Havana, if you have some understanding, some appreciation of what was meant by these things, wonderful. But if not, so the Rambam didn't understand, you don't have to understand. These are not the point of, or at least not these are not the primary idea, not the primary concept of what Mashiach is about. Last line here, and we're going to Halacha Dalad, the very second last halacha here. Lo nis'avo chamim ha'nevi'im yemos ha'mashiach lo kedei sheyishlatu al kol olam. The Nevi'im and the Chachamim were not hoping towards the coming Mashiach in order that they will rule over the world, v'lo kedei sheyerdu ba'akim, and that they will have authority, rulership over the non-Jews, v'lo kedei sheyinasu osam ha'amim, and not in order that they be elevated and held up, v'lo kedei lachol lishdos l'smach, and not in order that they be able to eat and drink and be happy. All of those things seemingly will be true, but that is not why they want a Mashiach. El kadeshu pnuyim b'torah v'chachmasa, rather in order that they be available to be involved in the Torah and its chachma. V'lo yelam nogish u'mevatel, there would not be anyone pressing them, voiding them from keeping the Torah. Kadeshu yizku l'chaye olam haba, in order that they be able through that to merit chaye olam haba, k'mosh v'yarnu b'hilchos tshuva, like what I said, like the Rambam says he described in Hilchos Tshuva, which we will get back to, really not in, I think we'll try and get back to that when we discuss the Iker of Tchias HaMesim, not the Iker of Mashiach, but the reason they want the Yemos Mashiach is in order that they be able to sit and learn Torah. Uba also Zman lo yesham lo ra'av lo milchama, there won't be hunger, there won't be war, lo kinav lo sacharos, there won't be jealousy, there won't be competition, sha'atova tia mushbas harbe, there's going to be general good for everyone. The Kohama Adana Mitsuyim Kaafar, everything enjoyable will be available like dirt. Veloyia Asa Kolam Ella Dasa Hashem Bilvat, and the involvement of the entire world will be just to know Hashem. Ulfikach Yu Yisrael Yisrael Chachamim Gedolim the Yodim Dvan Astumim, and therefore the Yisrael will become Chachamim Gedolim, will become greater Chachamim, and they'll know the Dvar Mastumim, they'll know even those things which are hidden. The Yashinu Das Boram Kefi Yasigum, sorry, Yasigu is a typo there also, but it's supposed to be Yasigu Das Boram Kefi Koach Adam, and they will be able to comprehend the divine intellect, knowledge of Hashem, to the extent that a person is able to. Shenemar Kimara Arts Dea Es Hashem Kamayim Yoyam Mechasim. The Pasuk says, that the land will be full of knowledge of Hashem, like the water fills the sea. Right? And that is the tachlis, that is the purpose of Yemos HaMashiach, is to reach that state where the goal, the ultimate purpose, is that they'll be able to be hoge b'Torah mitzvos, that they'll be able to be involved in learning Torah and involved in getting closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and understanding Hashem. That is the ultimate goal and the ultimate purpose of Mashiach. There are details, there are other things which are described, and some may happen, some may not happen. Some may be mashalim and some may be literal. And there might, whatever is going to be, there are plenty of details. But the end of the day, the point of Mashiach is this one central idea, that the accomplishment, the concept of Mashiach is that will bring about a state in the world in which we are able to keep the Torah b'shleimusa, to focus on the learning and understanding the Torah, and bring a state in which there is an availability, a possibility to have that shot at perfection, at keeping the Torah in the perfect state where we're not able to do it in this world, in this situation in the world, because there are always distractions, there are always interruptions, there are always things which are taking us away from it. The point of Mashiach is it brings about an ideal state of living the Torah. And that is the one focus of Mashiach. And everything else is just details. And the Rambam says, nobody knows the details. The details, some of them might happen, some of them might not happen. And it's not important. The important point, when I say, says the Rambam, you're hoping for Mashiach, what you're hoping for is this era, this state of existence where you can keep the Torah in its ideal state.